Back in the fall of 2005, Jean Pyle shared the story of her 23-year-old brother, Army Cadet Ernest Glenn Munn.
Well, at that time, I was working. It was during the war times, of course, and the girls were all hired for different men's jobs. I was working at a service station in Martin's Ferry, and a call came in to my mother and dad's home and told them that his plane was missing. And Dad came down to the service station to tell me at that time. So it was a shock, you know, because we never thought something like this would happen. And after so long a time, they just gave up on it. They said it was just too dangerous to try to search anymore, and they was just going to give up. So they contacted Mother and Dad and wanted them to come out to California and have a memorial service of some sort and declare him dead.
The pain over losing her brother was still evident more than 60 years later, but as Jean and her sister Sarah Zier shared family photos, they enjoyed telling stories about their handsome big brother, always looking out for them and sometimes spying on them.
He always seemed to want to be where we were. If we were doing something, he would check on us. And I remember one time he climbed up in a tree just to make sure we done our work in the garden right that we were supposed to do. And he would kind of laugh and yell at us, get busy and do this, and egg us on all the time, you know. He would fix this and fix that a different way so that we could ride on a wagon rather than have any horse to pull it, and he would run it wagons down the hill with all of us on it, and we just had a great time.
Ernest, known as Glenn by his family, was the oldest of four children growing up in Pleasant Grove, Ohio, about 25 minutes from Wheeling. His father was a farmer who also owned a local gas station, and his mom was a homemaker. After graduating from Martins Ferry High School in 1936, Glenn worked a few years at Fidelity Investment Corporation in Wheeling. A co-worker sparked his interest in flying, and soon after, he joined the Army. Cadet Ernest Glenn Munn was among four airmen who died when their navigational training plane crashed in November 1942. 5 years later, a hiker discovered the wreckage, where some scattered remains and clothing were found, but nothing more and not another word. The years passed by, and Glenn's parents grew old and died, and still no word from the military about the whereabouts of their son. Jean said her parents never gave up hope that he would be found. But then hope came in 2005. California hikers in the same area found the body of a frozen World War II airman, his parachute still intact. The body was sent to Hickman Air Force Base in Hawaii for identification, where the Joint POW-MIA Accounting Command conducted the examination. According to Major Rumi Nielsen Green, spokeswoman for the command, there were anywhere from 25 to 30 military plane crashes in California during World War II, and they are meticulous in the identification process.
But it's not just the markings on the body. I mean, we're going to look at the skeletal remains, the remains that are there, and establish a biologic profile. They'll be able to say, you know, he was approximately 6'2", you know, Caucasian male, approximate age, you know, 25, that's all hypothetical. But they would be able to determine that type of a biological profile. And then when you have that short list of individuals, you look through the list and see who meets that the closest, and that certainly then shortens the list even more. And so it's not just things like tattooing or whatever. They are determining, you know, what he may have looked like in a general sense. That type of thing will help us, the skeleton will speak to us.
When this body was found, the sisters sent DNA samples to the command center to help identify the body. We spoke to Sarah Zier as she and her sisters waited for news.
Said he wore large boots, too, and he had big feet. So that kind of went with the both ends, the hair, blonde hair and the large feet and tall person. And of course, the other boys could have been tall, too, you know, but we just thought that fit him. I just feel it. I really do.
It's okay. You're doing good.
Yeah, I just
thought that God was working in my favor.
He was answering a prayer for
us.
But that airman turned out not to be Munn. It was his fellow cadet Leah Mastonen of Brainerd, Minnesota. While the Munn sisters were happy Mastonen's family would receive closure, you could hear their hope waning.
I just don't understand it. I don't understand the dangerous mountain it's in, you know. And they can't get in it only a few times a year because it's all frozen or snowed in or something like that, you know. And think there would be nothing left of a body that was found that was in laying around that long, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of give up on it.
Then last month, just in time for Valentine's Day, Jean got a call she has been waiting for most of her life. Cadet Ernest Glenn Munn has been found. A body discovered in the mountains last summer was officially identified as her brother. A receding glacier helped lead to the discovery of Munn and two of the three other crew members. Today, a grave marker for these men stands at the Golden Gate National Cemetery in San Bruno, California. Now, Jean and her sisters are being bombarded with calls from community members wanting to help plan a special homecoming.
We're going to bring him home, and we think the government's going to have some kind. We haven't met with them yet. They said they wanted to meet with all three of us, my two sisters and myself, and plan what we want to have. And I'm getting all kind of calls of different people that want to be in on it.
Jean says after waiting, not knowing, and grieving for more than 65 years, it's very hard to express her thoughts.
I don't know how I feel, you know. It's just one of those things that you're so happy that it's ended, that we have closure, and it's been so many years that we have wondered, you know. And now I guess I should feel really happy. But how can you be happy when you lose your brother?
Jean hopes the burial ceremony will be in the late spring or summer when the weather warms up. That way, her two other sisters, also in their 80s, can attend. Munn will be buried in the family plot in Pleasant Grove, Ohio. According to the military, there are 78,000 World War II veterans still missing. For Aging with Grace and Dignity, I'm Carrie Brown.